Bummer, the holidays are over. No more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. The new year is full of ups and downs, but however you're feeling, you can always be happy with Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher. Rent or buy new releases like Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour Extended Version. You can add on hundreds of streamers. One app, one password. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I wonder if there's a reason why this is playing, but we'll figure this out in a hot second. Paul Ihander in for Adam Gold today. Thanks for coming along for the ride on this Hump Day Wednesday, the final Hump Day of 2023. Victoria is back in the chair, bringing the energy, as always, to the program. This is the time of year where you see the parking lots. I did a pickup last night at a local big box store, and after I got out, I went inside very briefly, and there was a long line at said box store in front of the returns counter. It's not hard to figure out which side goes returns and which side doesn't go returns. And I was picking up some items, and I saw other people were spending gift cards or whatever because people were still getting toys, clearly, that they couldn't. There wasn't enough time to celebrate with their family, whether they had to work or they were just delaying the celebration or spending gift cards, whatever it is. There was a lot of spend going on, but there was a lot of return happening as well. And it got me thinking, Victoria.
Yes.
That as we have gone through nearly 2023, just a handful of days left here, of the things that we would want to return back to the sports world that were given to us in the year of our Lord 2023.
Okay, yeah.
We have not, I just had come up with a couple of things
sure.
as we were preparing for the show here. And I came up, the first thing I came up was, and we just mentioned it just a few minutes ago, if you weren't listening, the tush push.
Yeah.
I would like that to be given back.
Yeah.
Like I have lots of receipts of the tush push. The brotherly shove, which is how it originated first, and I was okay with the brotherly shove. It made sense. And then we went tush push, and tush push, I believe, is a country line dance. To begin with, I believe if you go to a country bar, and I have not been to a Bob's Country Bunker in quite a long time. That is a movie reference some of you will have to Google. I have not been line dancing in a decade.
Well, there is the boot, scoot, and boogie, so there I can see that.
There are those things, and I can do the Cupid Shuffle, and I can do other dances. But the tush push took on a whole new life because all of a sudden we lined up in this rugby scrum style on a 4th and 1 or 4th and 3, regardless of the analytics, and we've been inundated with analytics. I'm not giving those back, by the way, but I am giving back the tush push because it has turned the NFL, and I get innovation. I love offensive innovation. But it has turned the NFL into almost a parody of itself because now it's 4th and 3 at the 23-yard line, and what's going to happen? All right, here comes, end quote. Everybody yells it out loud. Oh, it's the tush push. Here it is. And we've seen teams try to figure it out, and they can't quite do it. And so congrats to the Eagles for making it all work. I think I would just like to give it back.
Yeah.
And that's maybe the old curmudgeon of me who loves a good jet sweep or a bubble screen. Something like that, or a scat back that does his thing, but I'm just not crazy about the tush push.
Not feeling it.
It's like, here it is, rugby scrum, let's go. If I want to watch rugby, I will go watch rugby.
There you go.
All right.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm assuming you have something to put in the return bin.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I do. So I'm going to do the obvious one first.
Okay.
I would not have given up all the draft capital that we did for Bryce. I would not have done that. Not saying that Bryce is bad, not saying that he's not a good QB, but me, if I were making Carolina Panther decisions, would not have done that to get Bryce this year.
Was there an acceptable price that you would have paid? Because we paid full price.
The Panthers played
full price for
yes.
that. They didn't wait for the coupons. But was no. there a more acceptable price? If it wasn't, if DJ Moore was not involved in that?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if we could have had at least one good receiver for him to work with, that might have been acceptable. But I wasn't really wanting a QB at all this year. So that was I wanted them to actually work on the offensive line.
That was not even on your wish list.
No. I was hoping that they'd wait for this year. Right, I feel like there's better talent this year.
Okay.
That's just my personal opinion.
No, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. We're not here for you to, well, that's not mine. That's someone else's.
The analytics show this.
The analytics show this. Correct, the analytics. I would also like to return, as Victoria and I go through our 2023 list of things that we would like to return the sports stuff back to wherever it came from, the shelf, the calamity that was the Pride tape in the NHL. The coloring of the tape of the non happy, let's not support any causes whatsoever on the ice thing that elevated itself to what kind of stick tape we were using.
Right.
The benefit came to the business that actually made the stick tape, and the NHL having to put out official statements saying, hey, we don't want you using this, and then players openly defying it, that could have been completely avoided.
Absolutely.
This was not an issue. It was never an issue. And when you support causes and when you support people or groups or, you know, you're anti-cancer, which, hey, against cancer, that's a good thing.
Right. Yes, that
just
is.
Leave and let be at a certain point. You know, it is tape. It is a jersey. It is a uniform. Even the Philadelphia Flyers are kind of outspokenly, hey, this is, we're wearing, our mascot's wearing this stuff. So
sure.
What do you want to do about it? The NHL gets in its way too much. It's the holiday break thing, not being able to travel. The fact that they don't play Christmas Day games befuddles me.
Right.
I don't get it. Like, the player, if that's a Players Association thing, get that corrected. If that's a league thing, you are missing out on a golden opportunity.
Huge opportunity.
So, the Pride Tape calamity, take that one back.
Yeah, stir pot. You don't need to stir pots that don't need to be stirred.
Correct. Let it simmer.
Just let it boil.
Yep, exactly. It'll bake.
My second one. So, I've got three. My second one, I think a lot of people would like to take this back. Taylor Swift's handshake with Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, that was an odd bit.
This is so uncomfortable to watch. I mean, look, it's for some people it might be cute, whatever. I think some people would take Taylor Swift back just as a whole. Travis, don't date her. But she's been good for the NFL. She's bringing a lot of attention. They're selling a lot of Travis Kelce jerseys. There's a lot of new Chiefs fans. It's just that handshake. I could do without.
They are the Taylor Swift is bringing more football fans to it, but I think the issue that clearly you're having is the circus and the sideshow that comes along with it. That yeah. Every time she takes a drink, every time she tips the wait staff, every time she
sneezes,
whoever happens to be in the skyboxes with her, whether it's in Kansas City or on the road, that's getting more attention than the game.
Yeah,
and as someone, and I know you. I think I know you. You are a football fan.
Oh, yeah.
And so you want the football part.
I want
of
the
it.
Football part, yes.
Right. I'm like, you don't mind people standing up in front of you holding signs.
No.
But it's still, let's focus on the field as opposed to the things that are in the sky boxes and whatnot.
Yeah, in the fancy like boxes up there where they're not even feeling a breeze. Like, yeah, I'm down at the bottom where it's raining, there's beer on me. Like that's the fun part.
Yeah, those are the good memories that you get to have. Yeah. All right, the last thing that I want to return, Paul Lyhander here in for Adam Gold today, Victoria here producing. The last thing I would return back to the sports store in 2023 is the decision to bring Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets.
Oh, boy, yeah.
That has lasted all season.
It has, even
and
though he hasn't.
He has I'm leaving it at that. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
You said it best. The saga of Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets has lasted, correct, all season. Whether he's not playing, whether he took an active roster spot, whether or not he's the greatest physical healer of all time because of what he does or doesn't take for his body, the weekly appearances with Pat McAfee, the will he or won't he, the Zach Wilson, all the things that came along with that.
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for pack therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Oh, bummer. The holidays are over. But yay, your weird relatives left. But no more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. But there are no more desserts. But there's also no more holiday music, huh? The new year is full of ups and downs. But however you're feeling, you can always be happy with all the content on Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher, included with Prime.
Why'd you hit him so hard?
I don't hit soft.
Rent or buy new releases, like The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. You can even add on hundreds of streamers, all in one app with one password. No bummers here, just lots of yay. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
took away from exactly why you wanted to take the Taylor Swift handshake back with Pat Mahomes' wife, Brittany. It's the sideshow, but it's not the focus on the football. It gives us, as in the media and as those who talk and watch sports for a living, something to chat about. But ultimately, it's what he does in the offseason, like, get on the field.
Yeah, it's just meaningless.
Just get on the field.
Yeah.
And
I know
that can be given back. It wouldn't matter where he goes. I'm just like, that particular thing can be put back right back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Or you can bring it back in 2024. Just make it a more improved version and give me a little discount.
Right.
That's all I need.
Spend some time in the darkness. Drink some ayahuasca. Let's get it back together.
Nice and easy. All right. You mentioned you had one more, Victoria. But
yes.
There we go.
And mine actually goes back to Mahomes. Unfortunately, I would go back and not draft him as my QB for my fantasy league. He caused me to lose. Yeah, I lost. I officially am out of the playoffs as of last weekend. I won last year. I don't know if you know the story. I joined a fantasy league for the first time and won. So, of course, I didn't think I'd get invited back, but I did. And I'm trying to win twice in a row, and he cost me.
Back-to-backs are hard.
It's very difficult.
Back-to-back championships are very difficult.
It is.
Throughout the sports world, especially in fantasy football.
Yeah.
I made the cardinal mistake as we wrap up here and move on. Hockey coming up next. We're going to talk with Dennis Cox, the in-game host for the Carolina Hurricanes, about tonight's game with Nashville. I made the mistake of picking up Joe Flacco on the waiver wire as he was getting hot and then never played him.
Oh,
I didn't play him. I just grabbed him, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to stick. And I never played him.
Yeah.
And it actually cost me.
I know. Look at him. Me. Just still doing it.
Doing his thing.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.